Sweet thing, you're dead now. You're dead. Yeah. You're out cold. But live on. Now. Now at Christmas time. And the whole year round. Right on. Right on. Look here, sweet thing. Let me explain myself, baby. When I say you're dead, I mean you're really out of sight. Out of sight. Totally together. But you let me down now. You didn't even defend yourself. You didn't defend yourself. Not me. And you left me like oh, no, I can't say this on record, but I'm gonna try to write this little letter and let you dig my little rap. It starts like this. Listen to it. For what it's worth, for what it can mean to you and I both, later on. Dear sweet thing, Fox, all the beautiful things, all the little names that I give you, I sit here so aggravated and bewildered. Because you didn't come home. You didn't come straight back to me last night. No fussing, no fighting, no nothing. You just up and split with another cat. Of course, I found out later he was your friend. You know. And this much, this morning I was able to understand that after a very hectic night. You can dig, the night was long. Now I made it clear as possible. As possibly I could say it. Baby, don't go to strangers. Come on home to me. Now it's true. It's true. This is a man's world. But it wouldn't be nothing without your kind that I see now after 24 hours of suffering, tears, cold sweat. Why does my girl always have to be the one to go south and go away from me and leave me stringing on a tree, dingling on a string? That's all right. I'm gonna beat her when you come back, but I'm gonna give you this little rap so you can get this together. Since you don't, you know, smoke it on a pipe just to shoot. But understand what I'm saying. I want you to know where I'm coming from. Now, like, I have a right, you know, to, like, come on with this old aggravated antagonizing rap because I feel a little down. But I think you're gonna make it all right because you're just together that way. Now, baby, can't you be conscious of, like, every moment in the day and the night and let all of our moves be for each other, together, you know, and completely out of sight, completely out of sight in every way. How can I explain it when we live and concentrate on being healthy 100% and melatonin, however? Yes, I know sometimes that you aren't mellow. But you know, deep down inside, I know you mellow people. Well, at least, not as mellow as I hope you would be sometime. But you know how to do something about that too. Because you're just too good to be anything but you. Now, I'm still willing to help, help each other. And I don't care what it takes, even if we have to sleep in a tent, as long as I know that we're close together and that the vibrations of your love and affection and the warmth of you is there. Can't you see that this opportunity comes once in a lifetime? Sometimes I want to know, are you living in pastime? Pastime things, right before your eyes, you know. and sometimes it just seems impossible for you to see. You're not blind, you know. You're just hard-headed, stubborn, but that's all right. Those are the sweet things that make you you. And I wouldn't take nobody else but you. You let my flame go out last night. You let my flame go out. You know, I don't expect like for you just to eat and sleep James Brown or you can sleep your man. But since I'm your man, you can even sleep me, James Brown. Yeah, that's what we're talking about. We're not talking about John Doe. Maybe Johnny Terry or something. Or Bobby Bird. We're talking about me and you. Or you and I. If you want to be, you know, correct. But I think just saying me and you makes it close. You know, I can feel you that way. That's all right. Just take your time.